Also this week, Kat Arney has been at the National Cancer Research Institute's annual conference in Birmingham. She explained to Chris what the conference is about and how it shines a light on new areas in cancer research.
Yes, well, this is a conference that's organised by the National Cancer Research Institute, the NCRI, which is kind of a virtual institute. They're an umbrella that brings together all the funders of cancer research in the UK. So organisations like Cancer Research UK, Leukaemia Research, some pharmaceutical companies, basically to make sure that everyone is doing cancer research in a good way, not missing any areas and not duplicating too much work. So it was set up a few years ago to address the fact that, you know, people didn't really know what was going on in other labs. So basically, this is a conference where cancer researchers from all over the UK, from all over the world, get together to talk about the latest results, to discuss, set up collaborations. And not only are scientists here, but there's doctors, nurses, and also patient groups here as well. So it's really diverse range of people.
Now, every year when you go to the NCRI conference, you come back with some new hot kid on the biological block. So what are the hot topics in cancer research this year?
Well, there's just been a talk this afternoon by a chap called Larry Norton, who's from the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Centre in New York. And it was really, really interesting. Basically, when you think about cancer that starts to spread, there's this idea that there's a starting tumour and cancer cells go off around the body and find new places to go, such as the lungs, the liver, and they start new tumours. His idea is that while a cancer is growing, kind of stem cells, spreading cells, they go off, they travel around the body, and then they come back to the original tumour and they start growing there. So this idea of self-seeding. And what he's proposing is that, say, you treat this original tumour, you get rid of it with surgery, with radiotherapy, with chemotherapy, there are still these cells out travelling in the body like the prodigal son, and they try to come back, but there's no original tumour there. And you think, well, I shall go somewhere else. And then they go and start growing in the lungs, in the liver and in the brain.
So by chopping out the cancer, paradoxically, the primary tumour, we could be encouraging the process of spread.
Well, that's basically the idea. And his ideas are really very new. And at the moment, he's only got research in mouse models that might support this. But it's certainly an intriguing idea. And he's got all sorts of ideas for how you might use this to treat cancer. For example, if you could... So basically, the idea that the original tumour is acting like a kind of a sponge absorbing back in these cancer cells. So could we make some kind of fake sponge that would then mop up the cells that have started spreading? Can we find out the signals that they're giving out and try and mimic them or block them that might stop cancer cells spreading? And he's designing some possibly quite counterintuitive regimes of different drugs you might give that would actually help to stop this process and treat cancer more effectively. So there's some really exciting work to be done in the future there, I think.
Kat Arney talking to Chris Smith about the exciting prospects discussed at the NCRI's annual conference in Birmingham. But that's all we have for this Naked Scientist News Flash, which was produced by me, Ben Valsler. As always, there's plenty more science available on our website and in our other podcasts. You can find them all on the web at thenakedscientists.com. We'll be back with another roundup of science news next week.
The Naked Scientist News Flash, reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.